days between Master and disciples, the guardian angels God bestows upon humans will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Aulaxi, the Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Croatian, Czech, Slovak, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Russian, Spanish, and Thai. Célèbre pour sa déclaration des droits de l'homme et du citoyen, la France a mis au premier plan les principes de liberté, d'égalité et de fraternité. En tant que nation, la France a offert au monde de grandes contributions culturelles, scientifiques et humanitaires. Plusieurs éminents individus d'origine française ont incarné l'esprit de solidarité mondiale à travers des organisations remarquables qu'Ecumène de Saints Sans Frontières et Emmaüs International. Durant sa tournée mondiale de conférences en 1993, le maître suprême Ching Hai a accepté l'invitation de chercheurs de vérité sincères à visiter cette ancienne terre de romances et d'histoires colorées pour partager sa sagesse et sa connaissance de la vérité. Nous vous invitons à présent à suivre la discussion entre le maître suprême Ching Hai et les membres de notre association lors d'un rassemblement international à Paris, en France, intitulé « Les anges gardiens que Dieu attribue aux êtres humains ». C'était le 24 août 2007.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
When you can communicate with animal, you have to listen to their language. Sometimes they don't know how the human language. We use different words, you know, to complicate it. That's why one of the bird expressly tell me the rose butter. Have you ever heard of such thing? You know, the white mirabeau. So I said, so what is rose butter? I never heard of it. Because normally we go to cinema, we have popcorn with vegan butter, you know, the kind of butter that they always use. So you want to express not that kind of butter, you know, but rose butter. I say, oh, people don't make rose butter, what to do? Ah, then I was enlightened. Okay, it means honey, flower essence, yeah. It doesn't say flowers, it says rose, because rose is supposed to be the best of all the flowers. Well, who ever heard of rose butter? That's just exactly his word. You know, it makes me think for some time before I know what it is. And, you know, we talk a little bit, and then I was busy. I had to do something else, you know. So I cannot just get back to her and say, what do you mean by rose butter and all that? So I said, never mind, I figure it out. And I did, you know. And then you say, yeah, that's what it is, you know. For example, like that, you know. So not just you communicate with animal, but you have to know how to interpret it. But that's just one of those, of the things, you know. They don't always say it in your term, eh? They say it in their term, eh? Probably he forgot how to say honey, huh? Or maybe in the Bur language, you know. That's they call it rose butter. Yeah, I mean, the best of the flower essence, you know. Rose is supposed to be the best flowers, yeah? And the butter from them can only be honey, you know. And to the bees, probably that is their butter. Actually, it does look like butter also, no? Wow, rose butter is so romantic. I never heard of that word before, have you?
No.
But that's exactly the word he put. And they're very poetic, the birds, you know? Very philosophical, you know? Like the Moluccan, a little bit pinkish, the cockatoo.
He said, well, before he was the top in the house, you know, the only one attention in the house. And then life took over. And then he became neglected. He didn't blame the owner or nothing. He said, life, you know, life changed, you know, life took over. The course of life changed. Oh, he said, life took over. Can you believe that? Even our writer don't even say such things sometimes. And we struggle to find such an expression if you want to be a writer, no? He just talk like that. Life took over, right? Beautiful, no? No
life
blaming
took
nothing.
Over. Life took over.
Yeah, life took over. No blaming nothing. Yeah. Because, I mean, why did he become like that and sad? And he said, well, because before he was the most loved in the house, and then, you know, life took over and things changed and he became degraded into neglected pet, you know, in a pet shop, staying there all day long just to decorate the shop. Yeah. But he's already in a better shape than many other birds. You know. But what I mean is they use their language. It's very poetic. Beautiful being. And we struggle to find some good sentence or some good word to punch the line, but they don't have to. They talk it just like poem. Beautiful. All right, so the journalists asked me what they like to eat, you know? They like all kinds. They even like pizza, spaghetti. And they love tofu. They eat it just raw tofu, you know? White tofu, they love it. And they love all kinds of nuts, all kinds of seeds, yeah, which I give them different every day. And dry fruit, you know, fresh fruit, vegetables, yeah, all kinds of things. And if they don't like it, you know enough, they just leave it. And you go and pick it up from the floor. I mean, don't give it again. Yeah. I always check, you know. Take some time to know what they know, what they like. But generally, they like what birds like, you know. Nuts, fruit, natural food in the nature, you know. Just the way they are. So, and also, it's also easy to find a book to read about which kind of birds would like what kind of food. If you want to have a bird or a dog or an animal, you study first to see if you are capable of taking care of that one. Yeah? And if they are compatible to your personality or environment. You see, some animal need big space, and if you have just a small studio, please don't take a Rottweiler in it. Some studio very small, it's like a bathroom, you know? All together in kitchen and everything, you know? So you have to consider yourself, not like just you have love for animal, that is not always enough. So it doesn't matter. You don't have to take in an animals in order to show that you have love for animals. If you cannot take, then don't take. That's also a kind of love. What's the use of taking a bird or dogs in and you're not there for them all day or every day and neglect them and don't talk to them and not there for them? They need love, they need interaction, they need affection. It's like you have a friend or family member. You have to interact with each other, you know, more or less every day. But they're normally very patient and understanding. Even if you work all day and you come home at night only, that's enough for them. You know, they'll come out right away and hello and oh, love you and is it cold outside or all kind of things, you know. That's the way you talk. They talk like that. You don't even have to teach them. If you interact with each other every day, the family members say something, oh, isn't that cold every day? If you come in, put your coat there, oh, it's cold outside. And that's the way they will talk. Is it cold outside? You know. Or they learn it from television, you know, like one of my brothers, he talked like, it's cool, man, it's cool. Something like that. Talk like cowboys sometimes. It depends on what films you watch. So I was very careful not to expose her to any kind of TV, you know. So we just put a video, yeah. It would be nice if she had Supreme Master television also, but sometimes not possible. So we put video, you know, kids video, yeah, DVD, some nice stuff, you know, with birds, with dogs, with animals, with children. It's a nice romantic or nice thing, you know, not the violent and all that. And they love all that. They watch it. Not all of them watching. Sometimes they watch, sometimes they don't. My dogs, you know, some of them love TV. The small one, he loves TV so much. Even if you open just a computer and he see the screen, something flashing, oh, he come nearby. I can see him waiting. And the Rottweiler, goodie, if he see you have any apparatus in your hand, which look like a flashlight, then he come nearby waiting. He waking the whole body waiting for you to put the flashlight, you know, on the floor for him to chase. He love to chase flashlight. Yeah. So he love to go out at night because at night we take them out for last time, you know. And when you go on the street, sometimes no light, so they put the flashlight guy on. He love that. That's the best outing of the day. Morning, lunch, dinner, it's not so interesting, but evening, you know? Evening, about 10 o'clock, last time out, oh, I loved it, because the flashlight is everywhere. Everybody has a flashlight, you know? And he chased from one after another. He loved it. Look like our retreat is over, right? Yeah. 3 o'clock over? Oh, you're counting well. 4 o'clock. Okay, fine. And continue to meditate a few more hours, yeah? Here you cook. Oh my God, I feel I'm putting weight. I feel a little heavy since 3. Here, you know? Because here I don't exercise that much with the dogs or birds, anything. I just come here, sit with you, go in there, study books to read for you and talk to you, walk around a little bit here, you know. Careful what you're feeding me. Okay, any more questions?
There's lots of story about cats.
Oh, yes.
They get lost about more than 2,000 kilometers and they find a way back.
Yes, of course. I told you, animals, they all know. I said before, all animals have telepathic talents and they also know everything. Yeah? More or less, some are different, some are less, some are more, but they do have capability beyond your imagination. Dogs or cats, if they get lost, they can get back anytime. But take them time. But they all would go back. If they're alive, they come back. Just sometimes it doesn't happen, they cannot come back. You know, they die in between. So we didn't know that the dog come back. They come back. Even you move house, they would trace you down and find you. Many stories like that. It's all true. It's all true. They are not dogs. They will look like you and I in their real form, just more glorious, light and bright and beautiful, yeah? More beautiful. Yeah? Their real form is like us, yeah? Like all of our real form. Very glorious, beautiful, magnificent. So they just take that form only, physically, in a box. Different present, wrapped in different box, yeah? You can take a diamond and put in a small hanky, or you can put it in a beautiful box. Or you could put a lot more paper and decorate around in a bigger box. It's the same piece of diamond. Okay? Similar to us. Yeah. That's what people don't realize, okay? Yeah. Any more questions?
I wanted to ask you, Master, do they miss you when you are not with them?
They do. They do. Very much. Just like you miss me. But at least we can talk inside, you know. And they know I'll be back soon. Some cannot bear it. But now they're better. Before, when they were, when they first came to me, we're not so used to with each other so much, and they have been traumatized before, you know. So somehow they lost the ability to withstand. But now they're stronger. They know I come and go, come and go. I tell them before I go, I say, I have to go, okay, guys, for a while. I have to do my job, you know that, huh? I come back, huh? Be good boy, be good girl. You do this, you take care of the living room, the other guy take care of the garage, that guy take care of the kitchen, and that guy take care of nobody pee in the house. And you make sure everybody's safe until I come back, you know? And you make sure everybody eat well. I just assign them some work to do, make them busy. Yeah. And I feel important. Yes. Take care of the living room. Oh, I take care of the attendants, you know that system. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We're cool. Yeah. Most of birds are dogs, they're very patient, very understanding. It's just only one bird was too sensitive. and got sick when I left. That was long time ago when I first got her. Now she's okay. Now she's okay. And they're happy, very happy. Of course they're not happy when I'm not there, but they know that it's okay. Very understanding. Any more questions?
Can the dogs and the birds, can they talk between them?
Yeah, they do. They do. They know each other very well. Animals, they can communicate with each other, no problem. But you'd be surprised, sometimes they communicate within their own race more. Like Rottweiler would communicate to that black guy. And not much with the white guy. They get on better between the black. And the blonde get on more with the blonde. But although they're okay with each other though. It's just I found out that they get on with their own type better. That's all, but it doesn't mean that they hate the other type or anything. They just communicate more, okay? Yeah, what?
Can we reincarnate into an animal just for pleasure?
I don't think you can. But okay. If you're on high level, you can incarnate in any form. I told you the cow are from very high order. They incarnate here as a cow on purpose, just to help mankind to understand. Before they wanted to go down, help with agriculture, you know, and help to feed some of the babies who the mother doesn't have milk. That's their purpose. But then the human eat them as well, and just breed them out at random, you know, without a real purpose in it. And that is all wrong. They came to help only. Yeah. That's why you see whatever from the cow milk and all that's very nutritious. Yes, it's very incredible. The cows is a great help to mankind, from agriculture to every other thing too. And the second mother to babies. They are very good. We should never eat them. It's a horrible crime to do. But they always forgive us. That's one good thing. The cows always forgive humans.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production. Fatal prion diseases transmissible through air or milk. Rabies, anthrax, sleeping sickness, Q fever, norovirus, swine flu, Ebola Reston virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children.
Antibiotic resistant superbug infections and other dangerous bacteria strains.
Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock.
Food poisoning, heart attack, kidney failure from toxic additives like melamine and clenbuterol.
Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer. Increased childhood cancers and adult reproductive cancers from hormones in meat. Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes. 347 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States.
Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. uses up to 85% of the world's soy, cause world hunger and wars, 80% cause of global warming, plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption: cowpox from milking cows, bacterial microbes, pesticides and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more.
For help quitting, please visit. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Okay, what next?
Master, what can we do to please God?
The thing that pleases God best is your ego gone. That's it. The hardest part that you don't ever do. That's difficult for you to do is to kill your ego. That's it. After you kill your ego, there's nothing to do anymore. God will be pleased anyway, because you do always the right thing. Okay? Next one.
Master?
Yeah?
Do we have when we have a dog, is there often a past life connection with that dog? Or is it not always the case?
Not always the case.
Not always.
But if it's a past life connection,
you know.
And I say, yeah, you know it. They tell you. Yeah. Any more questions? No? No. Good? Okay, meditate then. You already asked to keep me here, I know. You know everything already. Don't repeat it. Fine. No, and nothing else, huh? Okay. Now I'm going back, okay? To meditate, you meditate, okay? Alright, ciao.
For being a gentleman. Yeah, see? We can be best buddies, huh?
Téléspectateurs attentionnés, merci d'avoir été avec nous pour ce nouvel épisode d'Entre Maîtres et Disciples. Restez avec nous sur Supreme Master Télévision. À suivre, c'est un mode de vie sain, juste après les nouvelles d'exception. Puis sa précieuse sagesse divine vous guider dans la vie. Caring viewers, thank you for your company for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Healthy Living is coming up next, right after Notorcy News. May divine wisdom be your treasured guide.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
For more details, please visit www.supremastertv.com/BMD.